sports, entertainment, and Maine's best guest list. Live from Seasons Restaurant on Main Street in Bangor. On The Pulse, AM 620 WZON. WZONThePulse.com and the WZON app. This is Downtown with Rich Kimble.
Yes, it is. Welcome in hour two of Downtown on your Wednesday afternoon. Rich Kimble, Ryan Waning with you from our Quality Jewelry Studios at Seasons Main Street in Bangor. Guests of Downtown are heard on the G&M Family Market phone line, and we get on board, well, that very same phone line right now to welcome in the longtime voice of William & Mary football, Jay Colley. And Jay, I can't believe it's been 4 years since we've talked to you.
Rich, I'm talking to the longtime voice of the Black Bears up there now, too. We have some fairly long teeth, let's just put it that way.
Yes,
how you doing?
But I'm a piker. I believe you are the senior broadcaster in the CAA. How that's possible when you're only 39 years old, I don't know.
I started when I was 12, but I've even having to up that a few years now in this my 34th year, but who's counting, category. But looking forward to having y'all down. Should be a beautiful day for football, by the way. I think they're predicting in the high 60s, low 70s, not much of a chance of rain. So we're looking for what should be a really good football game. You guys appear to be going in the right direction with four straight wins. The Tribe finally broke a three-game losing skid a couple of weeks ago and a tough victory versus Delaware, and we'll just see what happens on Saturday.
Well, yeah, and also a big day at Zabel Stadium as you've got, 60 former captains coming back to dedicate the newly renovated stadium?
It is, and I tell you, Rich, just a little comment about the stadium, and you're going to really enjoy broadcasting out of the new press box, but a lot of people have given a lot of time and effort, and obviously money, to make this thing happen, and I really believe that the renovated Zabel Stadium, as we're finally calling it, I don't know how many years I can say renovated Zabel Stadium, but I'm going to continue saying it until they tell me not to, is second to none in this league. I mean, even James Madison's a larger facility doesn't have some of the nuances that we now have. We're 3 or 4 years newer, obviously, but with the Laycock Center for the football team, with brand new stadium, with lights, with the new surface on the football field, we're we've got it going in terms of facilities for these young men to play football on, and by the way, our fans to enjoy a quality football game.
Well, it was a tough start to the season for William & Mary, but it looks like maybe they've turned the corner the last couple of games. A very tough battle with James Madison, and then that great fourth quarter comeback that you mentioned against Delaware last time out.
Well, exactly, and of course that fourth quarter comeback, you know, one way to look at it was, boy, they stayed with it, they were tenacious, they found a way to win, which obviously you're very familiar with broadcasting those Maine games this year because of y'all's ability to be opportunistic and take advantage and make things happen. It happened for the Tribe in that fourth quarter of that Delaware game, outscoring Delaware 21-3. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is they outplayed us for the first three quarters. So which team will show up on Saturday will be an interesting note. And the other, obviously, I think, factor, and you know, we've been doing games a long time, and how this team will react after the bye week. Sometimes you come out and they're sharp as a tack and they've just got fresh legs and they come out in really good shape. There are other times that it takes them a quarter and a half the two quarters to get unwound a little bit. So that'll be something I think that our fans will be looking for on Saturday.
Let's take a look at the offense first and start with quarterback Steve Cluley, who has had his struggles this year, a guy who was all-conference. He certainly put it together. I think he was 9-for-9 in that fourth quarter against Delaware. What's been the root of his struggles this season?
Well, that's a great question. Boy, if I knew that, I would tell you that, you know, from a layman's broadcaster's angle, his passes have been consistently high. So whether that means his mechanics have been off or the guys have not run perfect routes or a combination thereof, you tell me. I mean, I think early on, without Kendall Anderson, missed the first two or three games and kind of had a hard time getting his powerful legs going, which he has, by the way, in the last four games. Kendall's averaging nearly 150 yards a game on the ground, so that helps out. But getting back to Steve Cluley, he's also one of the captains. So when a captain struggles, I think that kind of is a multiplying factor, if you will. He's got some outstanding wide receivers. Devontae Dedmon, when he gets the ball, he's one of the more exciting wide receivers in this league. I mentioned Kendall Anderson, and a very good offensive line as well. So hopefully that fourth quarter of Delaware will be a little bit of a precursor as to good things happening the rest of the year.
Yeah, you mentioned Kendall Anderson, who's been playing well of late, and Jonathan Dunn, who has one of the more impressive stats I've seen all season, that he's got 36 carries and hasn't had a negative yardage carry yet.
Well, he's certainly the backup. He was the backup to Albert Funderburk, a young man that might have been online to potentially be a freshman of the year candidate in this league. He got hurt, got a knee injury, an outstanding running back, and Jonathan played behind him. And then Kendall gets back, and Jonathan also plays behind him. But he does have, you know, most of the running backs for the Tribe have that tendency not to lose yardage, just keep churning and have that extra gear, if you will, particularly Kendall. I got a chance to ask him a question yesterday, and I thought his answer was pretty good. I said, Kendall, you have a tendency to run a little bit out of control and yet have a lot of patience. That's a tough combination. He said, well, you know, I look for the hole, and then I go to it. I look for a daylight, I guess, he said, and I go to it. And if somebody, I hit that, and if somebody gets in the way, I hit that too. So, you know, I think the running backs, William and Mary, will be a very critical point to keep it away from Maine's offense this Saturday.
We're talking with the voice of the Tribe, Jay Colley. The Black Bears and William and Mary, 3:30 start on Saturday afternoon. And it should be a classic matchup between Maine's offense, which has been led by the passing of Dan Collins, and William and Mary's outstanding pass defense, currently ranked number 4 in the nation.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Again, I interviewed Coach Laycock last night on our weekly show, and he made point to Dan Collins' ability to be a pinpoint passer and be one of the best in the league in setting you up for that long pass, which he's been incredibly successful on. So our cornerbacks clearly are going to have a lot of pressure on them on Saturday afternoon and how they play. And by the way, they play better. I mean, Aaron Swinton came through with two big picks, including a pick six against in that fourth quarter against Delaware, and Trey Reed, the other cornerback for the Tribe, two guys that can really go after the ball. Both are small in stature, but I mean they've got big hearts back there in the cornerback position, and that'll be a challenge for both sides of the football on Saturday.
And it looks like you got a pretty good redshirt freshman free safety back there in Corey Parker.
He's had a great year. I think he was just put on the stats FCS Freshman of the Year, Defensive Freshman of the Year watch. Corey's had three picks. He's forced a couple of fumbles, picked up a couple of fumbles. He seems to have a nose for the football. And you know, as you mentioned, we have not faced Maine in 4 years, so I think you missed the DeAndre Houston Carson era. He's now playing for Chicago, the Bears, such as they are. But anyway, he was an outstanding safety in this league for years and was drafted. And so here's Corey Parker, a youngster, redshirt freshman, coming in and taking the place of the All-American. And he's filled his shoes admirably, and we're looking forward to, you know, the rest of Corey's career.
Well, we're excited to get back there, Jay. We think it's the most beautiful campus in all of the CAA. We love being there, the hospitality of the folks. And this time it won't be dodging a hurricane like it was 4 years ago.
Yeah, and we're not going to make the broadcast outside either.
Thank
you.
So
it's going to be all good on Saturday. Have a safe trip, and I appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks as always, Jay. We'll see you down there on Saturday. That's Jay Colley, the voice of the William and Mary Tribe. You're getting set for Maine.